Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Maurizio, unfortunately, another day of despair at Wembley. Was that even harder to take because you were the better team and had the chances to win it?
Yeah, but that in football is not... I think the most important thing is to be clinical, you know, and not concede. And even if today we compete well, I cannot say that maybe we were a better side, because that in football is difficult to measure. But I think the most important thing, I think we compete. And competing in this way, I think we need to take positive things from the game. This type of group or this group of players need to live this type of moment and games. And now it's about to take the positive things and try to build, you know, the thing that we need, thing in areas that we need to improve. And now is a time to finish the season in the best way, and then to talk about to see how we can, you know, be better next season.
Matt.
Yes.
Do you think you should have had a penalty?
I don't know. I think maybe you had a better view from the touchline. Was difficult to see. It was on a penalty.
I saw you talking to the ref at the end.
I was talking and said, because after my Jesus and my staff say there was penalty, and I said I no blame the referee, because I think he didn't check, and only he. I said to him, why not go? We're going to check and check the penalty on the TV, because I think you really believe, or the advice from the VAR say that it wasn't penalty. But I think from what I saw after, but yes. Move on.
Thank you, Nizar.
Is it frustrating because you clearly got a lot right today? Team is improving tactically and you dominated Man City, it's not easy to do.
No, I think tactically is not the problem. I think we always were, I think you cannot be today good and the last 8 months or the 8 months before you didn't know how to manage, you know, the tactical situation. I think it's about the whole things. I think we need time to improve like a team, and of course we need to assess. The most important now things is, after nearly 10 months, is about to assess in the way that we are going to assess the group, the squad, and then to take decision and how we, in the way that we can improve, you know, different areas to be strong and of course to compete better and better and better and try to be and reduce the gap with teams like Manchester City, that is clear that is one of the best team in the world.
Michael.
Still be a good season despite the two top Wembley defeats?
Well, now we are going to play Tuesday against another very good team like Arsenal, and we need to be ready. All the circumstances that happen, maybe we cannot change too much, but I think like Manchester City had not time enough to maybe to recover and feel 100% recovery, and I think for us also Tuesday. But I think I'm happy in the way that we are evolving. It's true that disappointed because I think we need to split two things. If we think only in the history of Chelsea, the team is not matching the history of the club, but I think the team that we need to assess the team in a different way, not to comparing with Chelsea history. I think the evolution is good with all the circumstances, but I think it's a thing that we need to be ambitious and thinking in how we can, you know, be better next season, thinking in that we need to finish well and strong this season.
Thank you. We're going to do one more, and then we're going to do the Mondays. Liam from The Athletic.
Hi.
No, it's normal. It's tired. It's tired, but I don't believe they have some problem. We need to check, of course, tomorrow. But I don't believe. Hope that it's nothing, you know, wrong more than tired. No.
Okay.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow, and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.